Hi, thanks for joining us. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Ann Makovic. This is your Pix Now update.
We are on storm watch as the rain continues across the Bay Area this morning. Taking a live look outside right now, you can see it has been a slow and soggy commute for many this morning. Drivers are being encouraged to take extra precautions to stay safe.
In Concord, the two right lanes of northbound 242 have just reopened. At about 8 this morning, a jackknifed big rig blocked all lanes. Drivers were able to get by driving along the shoulder. The CHP says the left lane should be open shortly.
In San Francisco, major flooding along the city's waterfront has shut down one lane of the Embarcadero on the east side headed north between Howard and Mission Streets. The city's Department of Emergency Management is urging drivers and pedestrians to avoid the area. The storm has turned deadly. Marin County CHP saying that a man has been killed after he was run over by a vehicle that was trying to avoid a falling tree. This happened just before 8:30 last night near the intersection of Laverne and North Ferndale Avenues in Mill Valley. And another man was killed in Oakland last night along Highway Interstate 580. He was hit by a 30-foot falling tree branch and then pinned underneath.
A lot of trees proving no match to the storm's high winds. Check out this video from the citizen at this tree in San Francisco leaning onto Mission Street. This is downtown near 4th Street. You can see the roots even lifted up part of the sidewalk. Police and city crews are on the scene right now trying to take care of that. And check out this scene in the Santa Cruz Mountains. A mudslide on Highway 35 near Bear Creek Road this morning. You can see the rocks, mud, and trees have totally blocked off those lanes. Crews working to get that clear. And in the North Bay, power lines were ripped down, trees toppled, and streets flooded as the storm battered the area. 90-mile-per-hour winds slammed parts of Petaluma and Marin last night during the height of the storm.
And here are the latest numbers on the power outages across the Bay Area. The biggest impact is in the North Bay right now, where more than 10,000 people are without power. Along the peninsula, nearly 6,000 affected. The same case over in the South Bay, and in the East Bay, more than 1,000 people have been impacted.
All right, if you are flying today, you might want to check in with your airline. Live look at SFO right now, where they are experiencing a lot of delays and cancellations because of the weather.
Meanwhile, up in the Sierra, the storm is delivering loads of fresh snow and some high winds. Most people are heeding the warnings and staying off the roads, but a news crew did get stuck. They were lucky that three snowboarders came to their rescue to help dig them out. Hardware stores in the area have also seen a steady stream of visitors coming in for those chains.
And of course, they need the other things, the sand and the ice melt and the shovels and winter gear. You need hats and clothes.
Even the snow plows are struggling to keep up. Minutes after one plow went by at Donner Summit, the road was already covered again. Let's head over to Mary Lee, who is tracking the conditions for us on and off showers.
That's right, Kenny. And Ann, as we are looking at still scattered showers, even some brief heavy downpours as well in high def Doppler, and that snow up in Sierra, a winter storm warning still in effect for the west slopes of the Sierra, and a blizzard warning that has been extended until noon. Let's show you, first of all, check out near Eureka, all of those lightning strikes near Trinidad as well along the coast. So still some active weather. The atmosphere still unstable behind the powerful cold front that rolled through yesterday. From Willits, you can see those showers down through Clear Lake, Healdsburg as well, some moderate to heavy rainfall pushing through. And then right over Bolinas into Mill Valley, you can see those showers moving in across the North Bay, some showers as well right over the Bay Area as well at this hour. So unstable atmosphere with those post-frontal showers. We are looking at the chance to see more showers as well as an isolated thunderstorm. So here we are at 4 p.m. and you can see scattered showers lighting up our radar screen. We are going to catch a break as we head through tonight and for tomorrow, as we are looking at quieter weather Friday and for Saturday. We are going to see the winds ease as well as we go through the day. That winter storm warning for the west slopes of the Sierra, we're talking about heavy snow and strong winds. That winter storm warning in effect until tomorrow morning. And there we go with that blizzard warning still in effect. Strong winds and dangerous travel up in the Sierra. Back to you.
All right, thanks, Mary. Two earthquakes in 2 days, a 3.5 magnitude quake Connecticut, the Hayward Fault at 6:11 this morning, rocking a lot of people in the Bay Area. Just yesterday, the same area in Piedmont felt a 3.7 earthquake at around 4:40 in the morning. The USGS says this is a reminder you should have that earthquake kit ready.
We will be back within the hour with our newscast at noon on KPIX.com. You can also watch our hourly updates on any of your favorite platforms.
And be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, Amazon, or Google, and let us know what you think.